Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hi, Phil. I have Arch Top, and the power went out, and I went to reset everything, and I thought, okay, I'll change the password at this point, but now I can't get into any of my devices because it says I have no IP address.
Oh, well, that's never good.
No.
Well, let's see if we can't figure it out for you.
I mean, it lets me into the Roku, but so therefore it connected me to that, but now none of my other devices work.
Can I get your last name, ma'am?
Chika, C-Z-A-J-K-A.
Spell it one more time, a little bit slower.
Oh, sorry. C like in cat, Z like in zebra, A like in apple, J like in jack, K like in kite, A like in apple.
Kate and Walter, is this Kate?
Correct.
Hi, Kate. So what is your service address?
14 Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R, Drive, Rhinebeck, New York.
Thank you very much. And what is the email address we have on file?
czajk@aol.com.
Thank you very much for that. Let me look in to see if there's anything on our back end that could be causing this one.
It doesn't seem like, because the Roku connected, which means it's got internet. I just can't get internet any other way.
When did you have your service installed?
I don't know. A month after you came down our street. I don't know. A month? In the fall, you know, 2 months ago, maybe? I mean, it's been fine up until today when the power went out.
I completely understand that. I'm looking up your account right now, seeing if I can, if it pulls up for me.
I don't know. Does it tell me on my home pass page?
I'm looking at that right now. Let's see, health check. It's showing everything's good for your Wi-Fi. Nothing else, nothing doesn't seem to be out of the run. Let me look at our little configuration thing, see if everything's still good there. Nothing.
My computer keeps telling me no IP address.
And you're connecting to your living room, correct?
Correct.
All right. And you're connecting to Archtop Fiber. So your SSID is showing that it's Archtop Fiber 3648.
Correct.
And you said you changed the password earlier, correct?
Correct.
And you're using the new one?
I tried, yep. I mean, as I said, let me connect to the Roku. And since then, nothing else will connect.
Very interesting. I know we were having some issues with the outage earlier, so let me double check and look at see if we're still having issues out in the Rhinebeck area real quick. So please hold on.
Okie doke.
Are you in the village right now?
Correct.
Okay, let me see if I can't pull your address up real quick. Let me find Seymour because it's... Your address isn't technically popping up on my side, so.
It's off at Chestnut. I don't know if that helps you.
That actually does help me. Thank you very much for that. I see it now.
Other end of Route 9, you know, if you go down Chestnut to the other end.
I'm seeing it now. Okay. Okay, that's why I wasn't pulling up, why I was having difficulty pulling it up in the other one. They forgot to add the C. They just have it as Z-A-J-K-A in our... one of our systems. So so it's like that doesn't make sense. No, I'm showing that you do have an IP address currently right now, so I don't know why your device would be having issues. What I can do for you, if you like me to, is I can send a remote reboot to both your circuit and to your router. I'll send to the router first, because if I reboot the circuit, it won't allow me to reboot the router. And see if that helps fix those issues.
Now, can you tell me what the... I was going to say, what is my IP address? Maybe if I just type it in.
Right now, it's showing your IP address as 100.65.65.13.
100.65.65.13? 138. I mean, I just wonder if I put, you know, hang on, let me. Let me see if when it comes up to that screen where it says I don't have a valid IP address, but I'm going to it. Yeah, man. Yeah, just to share things and things. Oh, yeah.
I do know the power outage did cause a major issue in the Rhinebeck area, so we do apologize for that. It's one of those things where we can't control what happens to the power grid. We can only help control what happens to, with our network.
All right, hang on. I'm on that one page where it asked me for my IP. Let me just try to type in what you just gave me and see if that 100.365.6513. Keep my fingers crossed. And see if it does any. It's just gonna spin again.
It's like, hi, I'm just gonna think and think and think and think and think.
That's what it's doing, and it's not thinking too much. It's thinking hard, but it's not doing the thing. All right, do whatever you're on your end, because that obviously didn't help our women. Let's see, the Wi-Fi network Archtop 3648 requires a WPA2 password.
So that would be the that's the password you inputted, correct?
Right. So that's, I mean, does it take time before it recognizes the new? I mean, it can't. That can't possibly be because the Roku connected right away and nothing else.
No, it should. It shouldn't take any time at all. If the if your Roku's connected, you shouldn't have any issues with any other device.
And the Roku is working, but none of my other devices, I mean, not my cell phone, not my iPad, not my Mac, none of them are. Nope, it's still.
All right, since we are still experiencing those issues, let me go ahead and send. I'm going to send first the reboot to your modem real quick. Are you on a, are you on your cell phone currently?
On my cell phone, and I'm also trying on my laptop.
Okay. So, I mean, are you talking to me on your cell phone right now?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, I just didn't want you to get knocked off. So I'm sending that reboot right now to your router. So that should help give that a good kick in the right direction. Hopefully that does help out a little bit. So I'm going to wait about a minute for that one to finish over. Once that's done, what I'll do is I will send that reboot to the circuit, so that way what's going on is you're getting rebooted both at your local level, so at your home, and then from our downline, so that way your whole network is getting essentially a good refresh.
Okay.
Alrighty, I'm showing that is currently offline right now, so that is good to know that is actually working properly.
Oh, okay.
So that means the reboot happened properly. I'm just giving a couple of refreshes just to make sure that it pops back up on me. Because if it doesn't pop back up on me, that's a bad thing. It should. That shouldn't be an issue. Saying, hey, we're wanting to do a reboot, so that way I can do it.
Okay.
So give it a few moments, and it should pop back up here. If it's okay with you, Kate, can I put you on a brief hold while I wait for this to come back up and then come back with you as soon as I see it's available?
Okay.
All right, please hold.